866-446-0607.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
I am very glad that you have joined me today on this Sunday, the 17th of December, 2006. Everybody's saying this, but it's true. This year has gone by faster than any year in recent memory or any year period in my life. It has exploded past us. It's almost 2007. By the way, I will be here doing a live show on Christmas Eve coming up next week, so be sure and join us. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We've syndicated this broadcast now for the last 2 months out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. Quite a few stations already picking the show up and a whole bunch lined up to pick it up in the new year when they can change their programming all over the country, and not just on the AM and FM dial, but also on global shortwave, the Internet, and, of course, via satellite. We have a special guest coming up in the next hour. She's going to be in studio. I guess we're really lucky or blessed to have her here in Austin, Texas. And she's Barbara McLeod. She, of course, is a Ph.D. in anthropology from the University of Texas, 1990, specializing in Mayan languages and hieroglyphic writing. She speaks the ancient language of Mayan fluently, and she was the language specialist for the film Apocalypto, hired by Mel Gibson to assist the different actors, and then, of course, in post-production to make sure that they got it right, resurrecting this ancient language. She'll be joining us in studio in the next hour. I'm told she just called and is in transit here now. We're very thankful for that. Because last week I read a Statesman article on air where a UT art assistant professor, the art teachers now know everything, saying that the film was inaccurate, but then they couldn't give any real reasons, just saying, it's so violent, this is terrible. Yes, there was human sacrifice in the Mayan culture, but it wasn't a pious act. It was a valid act. These are exact quotes. And that it's evil to talk bad about the human sacrifice. I have the Statesman article here in front of me. And so that's how politically correct and crazy things have gotten, is that you're not supposed to make a historical film. Now, they never set about to make a historical film, but it's extremely accurate. Of course, there's some things that aren't completely accurate, like the anthropologist we have joining us has pointed out, that eclipses don't last 5 minutes, for the scene. But the point is, Mel Gibson actually scaled back the true violence of the entire Mayan culture, particularly there at the end, the last 100 years or so, I guess, with the Aztecs, when, some estimates are 20,000 people sacrificed in a holiday weekend. More conservative estimates are around 5,000-6,000. And I'm somewhat of a novice buff, you could say. I've read a few books about it, been to some of the pyramids, watched the History Channel shows. I don't claim to be some expert, but it was very accurate from what I knew. And, of course, my mom took a lot of Mesoamerican studies. She's got a history degree. And so growing up, I got drug around to some of these places. So I thought it was pretty darn accurate. But the liberals, and, of course, that term's interchangeable. I really wouldn't call them liberals. They call themselves politically correct liberals, are just freaking out, saying, don't show our dear Mayan culture in this way. So we're going to bring you an anthropologist expert, an academic who's been all over the Mesoamerican world and for many years studying this, and, of course, who's also one of the leading experts on reading these hieroglyphs. She will be joining us in studio. She's going to speak some in the language for you that is used by the Mayans, still used by some of them down in Mexico today, or at least kind of a compilation of that ancient language with the Spanish and some other things. So she's going to be in studio doing that in the next hour. Okay. Right now, big developments this week. You know, I took off Thursday and Friday, went to L.A. for some business meetings concerning some projects I'm working on in the future. And so I was out of town, and when I got back, I got in front of the computer and saw all the news that had been broken at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com in the last few days. I knew we were working on these stories, but now we have them up there for you. Headline, U.S. government biological weapons legislator says 2001 anthrax attacks part of government biowarfare program, and that all the evidence shows that it's an inside job government attack. And he also says that the 9/11 story is a complete and total fraud. Dr. Francis A. Boyle says the FBI has also covered up the facts of the case. Boyle is a leading American professor. I've got him on my syndicated weekday show tomorrow. Practitioner and advocate of international law. He was responsible for drafting the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989, the American implementing legislation for the 1972 Biological Weapons Convention. He's also served on the board of directors of Amnesty International, and it just goes on and on. He's a PhD in political science, both from Harvard University and a bunch of others, and I magna cum laude, I just can't go on with all the positions. He's gone public, got about 185 IQ, and knows what he's talking about when it comes to terrorism, and he's going to tell you where that anthrax came from. Of course, we told you before the attacks. I said on September 11th, and of all places, the ADL picked it up and said, oh, look how evil Jones is. He says there's going to be a terror attack with bioweapons in the next month. That was what I was getting from sources in government. And, lo and behold, the anthrax attacks popped up. Kind of like I said they're going to attack the World Trade Center 2 months before and blame it on their CIA asset, Bin Laden. And then that happened as well. And it's all on record. In fact, I can even thank people that have attacked me in the press and the watchdog groups for their help in documenting that I've said these things. They like to attack me, and then it comes true. Alex is insane. He believes in a thing called the Bilderberg Group, a thing called the CFR, a place called Bohemian Grove. He's crazy. He believes in the North American Union, a plan to seize all the major interstate highways and use them as a taxation system, and now it's all happening. I mean, all we do is read their own documents. It is not that hard. Also, MI5 chief, that's the British equivalent of FBI, quits. His full story of July 7th, the bombings of a year and a half ago, is coming out. This is covered in Terror Storm. It's now emerging. The government was involved intimately. We'll be getting into that report for you. Also, there is a FAA air traffic controller who is speaking out now, and after the break, we'll get into that report for you. And he's talking about the people that were actually inside the control towers when this was happening on 9/11, that there were clear orders to stand down and that regular procedures were blocked. And he goes through the evidence of the 9/11 drills coinciding with it and how 9/11, again, has to be an inside job. My inside job, at the bare minimum, elements within the government knew what was happening and allowed it to take place. And then you look at more and more of the evidence. The only thing that fits is total inside job. But the really big news, normally I don't pay attention to Time Magazine man or woman, person of the year, but this time it makes sense, and they're finally getting it. Person of the year. I'm sure you've already heard, it's big fanfare, you know, who the person of the year. Sometimes it's Newt Gingrich, sometimes it's Adolf Hitler or Mohammed Mossadegh or Jimmy Carter or the Queen of England. Who was the person of the year? We will get into that for you as well after the break. And we'll integrate that with, there's a hint, study of Americans' media use finds web finally passing newspapers. And Americans are now watching or viewing or reading 9.5 hours of media a day, totally plugged into the system. In the last decade, it has increased from 4.5 hours a day total media. I mean, so it's an exponential increase. And the largest slice of that isn't TV, isn't even radio, isn't newspapers, it's the Internet. And Internet news is starting to surpass porn. So alternative news is now numero uno, number one, and it's only going to get more and more serious. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Massive transmission lined up for you.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt. Instead of living each day in fear, it's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Raging for the truth. Exposing corruption. Dismantling a false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. All right, person of the year. Well, this is the first time that it hasn't been a human being that is an individual person. Person of the year is you, and it's got a little reflective plastic tinfoil mirror on the cover. And the plastic tinfoil mirror is affixed in what is a picture of a computer screen, and it's saying because of YouTube and Google Video, we're now all able to put ourselves out there and that it's fracturing the mainstream media and basically taking over most of the viewers that television had left. And that is indeed true. Hundreds of millions of people just in North America every single week go online and watch videos. Millions are now producing videos. I saw an ad over the weekend when I was in Los Angeles for, you know, the new AOL. It's brand new. It's all about your own videos, posting your own videos. And these videos need to be seen. Come see them. So now you see the mainstream media starting to panic, but a little bit too late. In fact, newspaper circulation is down by over 60% in the last decade. You'll see a press report saying newspaper, you know, are down 9% in the last year. And this particular newspaper was down even more. Or the LA Times fared better. It's only down by 6%. But overall, newspaper circulation, that is how many newspapers they sell, how many subscribers they have, is down by 60%+. And that's with major papers in the last few years getting caught inflating their list, combining old list of subscribers that they had that they no longer have in a desperate attempt. But I'll tell you what mainstream media is still good at, that is especially the newspapers and television, is selling people advertising at vastly inflated prices. But then you get an alternative website, you know, that say has 100 times the viewers of some local newspaper readers, but they can't even get money for advertising, but the mainstream media still can. So that's the last part of the paradigm that hasn't been completely shattered yet, is take Belo. They own the Dallas Morning News, and I looked it up. The Dallas Morning News makes over $100 million a year, supposedly, in advertising. Well, Prison Planet and most of their supposed, you know, newspaper readers or viewers are online. Well, prisonplanet.com, if you go to Alexa.com, and some of it, as I've said many times, you can go look it up right now. If you go to Alexa.com, one of the big rating services, you can see that prisonplanet.com is the same size right now and is starting in the trend to surpass DallasMorningNews.com. But we basically make enough money to pay my employees, and that's about it. And frankly, we're not aggressive with advertising. I'm not out there even really looking for it. But the point is that they know how to have an illusion and go out and make $100 million off of the visitors and readers that they have. It's the same thing with RushLimbaugh.com. It just makes masses of money. That's been in the news. The guy gets paid $280-something million in a 9-year contract. Well, PrisonPlanet.com is now bigger than RushLimbaugh.com. You see, but the people don't know that. The advertisers don't know that. They're just and there's one more little part of the paradigm that hasn't been discovered yet. And again, I'm just as an alternative media person who kind of interfaces with mainstream media, trying to give you an idea of this from our own personal, you know, experience just here at you know, the microscopic level. Take what's happening with YouTube and Google Video. They are, and again, those are quote mainstream owned, but they are totally supplanting the old media order. What are they going to do? How are they going to try to reverse that? But one of the few little parts of this paradigm that still hasn't been shattered is, though in major polls, 84%, and that number's come up many times in the last few months in scientific polls, 84% don't approve of Congress. 84% don't believe the official story of 9/11. Cheney only has a 12% approval rating, so it's even lower with some individuals. But for the first time, you have people totally not trusting either party, the system being exposed and being in a lot of trouble. To the point of Time Magazine has to say, Person of the Year is you. Come buy our magazine with a tinfoil cover and look at yourself in it and feel important and powerful. That gimmick is not going to work with people. They've had a taste of freedom. They've had a taste of the alternative. And now the establishment's moving to shut down the web, restrict it, tax it, regulate it. That isn't going to work either. You cannot stop this virtual migration. You cannot stop this usurpation of your monopoly. And it's being broken into a million different pieces. I love it. I saw a story a few months ago. CNN was panicking, going, in the past, we all had one cultural book we read from mainstream media, and we were all cohesive when everyone could basically be programmed by us. I mean, I can't believe they were admitting it. And now that's not working anymore. I mean, they were openly, and hey, you control freaks, that's right, you're going to really have to compete now, and we'll see how you like it. But let me get back to what I was saying. The final piece of the paradigm that hasn't been shattered is this. Number one, alternative media doesn't make the money anywhere near, 1/1,000th on average that I've looked at, what it should be versus these big giants, okay? And that's because the belief is still there, the aura of mainstream media, the power of mainstream media, the fancy teleprompters and the info babes with the collagen-filled lips, you know, and the guys in the $3,000 suits wearing $500 ties and reading off a teleprompter, delivering, you know, every word perfectly crafted. People still feel like that's the establishment and that's the final word, and everybody thinks they're a bunch of liars and propagandists, but we still feel like we're alone. People haven't figured out yet that the original old paradigm has been shattered, though the worm is now turning and that's being discovered. So it is extremely, extremely exciting. Person of the Year is you, Time Magazine. And that's exciting because, again, and they go into admitting that the mainstream media is in deep trouble. All they can try to do now is basically set the trends, set the fads, and hope that everyone in the alternative starts parroting it and regurgitating it and repeating it, and that's not going to happen either. But some scary numbers out of the Associated Press here at year end along the same lines. Headline, study of American media use finds web finally passing newspapers. Washington. Americans spend more time watching TV, listening to the radio, surfing the internet, and reading newspapers, it seems, than anything else except breathing. In fact, media use has risen every year since the start of the decade, helped by faster and easier ways to get information and entertainment, according to statistics and a new government report. Next year, Americans are projected to spend more than 9.5 hours a day with the media. Right now it's at about 9 hours. Those hours spent doing two things at once, such as watching TV and using the internet, are counted twice in the report. And then it goes through the numbers that the internet has now eclipsed print media, that is newspapers, and is fast eclipsing television, and is already the largest piece of the pie. And then if you look at that piece of the pie, people on the internet, porn is number one. You can go to Google. They have tracker charts, statistics, very accurate to look at this. And guess what is beginning some days to beat porn and trending in the next 6 months to eclipse pornography? Alternative media, what you're listening to right now. Yes, we are surpassing porn. I love it. We will defeat the globalists. We've got our hands around their throats. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bed, FAN.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
The first stage in winning the war against corruption is knowing exactly who the people are that are taking our liberties and freedoms, and that's both political parties bought off by big special interests, global corporations, that are dismantling our country's sovereignty right now. It must be resisted. Okay, we're going to take calls for the next half hour, get into some of the news as we take your calls. But I'm really excited. We have Barbara McLeod out there in the green room, and she was one of the main anthropologists working on the film Apocalypto. And last week I got on the radio on this Sunday show and talked about what a great film it was. And just from my novice research, watching the History Channel, reading a few books about it, going down to quite a few of the pyramids, as many of you have done in Mexico, it's fascinating stuff, that the film was pretty darn accurate and actually held back how violent the Aztecs really were. And then I got sent little article or little piece that Barbara had put together, and she talked about, they would tie people up and roll them down the steps. They would rip their jaws off and ritualize torture. And of course, then this weekend I was in Los Angeles and I had some time to watch TV, and I saw a History Channel special on the Aztecs with how they would skin people and wear their skins. This is pretty interesting stuff, and she's an expert on it. And so we will talk about Apocalypto and this UT assistant professor of art who said how horrible the film was and how evil Mel was and how he showed him like a bunch of heathen. And I don't think he did that at all. I think he held back. Now, certainly all cultures have engaged in these type of behaviors. When we talk about the Romans and their ritualized killing in the arena, we say it's bad. Or when we talk about the things that Hitler did, we say it's bad, and as well we should. Or when we talk about the Druids, it's been a National Geographic, their human sacrifices. That wasn't on the scale of the Aztecs there at the end of the Mayan system, civilization. But I'm already digressing. I know she's out there listening. We got her coming in here in studio. The toll-free number to join us all over the country is 877-590-KLBJ. That's 877-590-5525. Here locally in Central Texas, if you're listening to the mothership, KLBJ 590, 836-0590. And later, I will get into this before the hour ends. Boston Air Traffic Controllers is 9/11 inside job. Also, U.S. government biological weapons legislator, top scientist and professor, says the 2001 anthrax attacks were part of government biowarfare program. I'm interviewing him tomorrow on my weekday syndicated show. And just a lot more. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Carl. Carl didn't call in first, but it says he disagrees. It goes to the head of the line. Then we'll go to George, Joe, Juan, Paul in Canada, and others. But Carl's calling from right here in Central Texas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, I love what you do. I go to Brave New Books. I think it's all very interesting, and I think what you say is true. But what you indicate that you're somehow that whether YouTube or the people, quote-unquote, waking up is going to somehow make the New World Order back off and our country's going to opt out of it, you're either you don't believe that really deep down inside, or with all that you know about the New World Order and the malevolent forces behind it, you're naive enough to believe that they're going to say, okay, you woke too many people up, so we're going to leave the biggest economy in the world out of our deal.
Well, let me first ask you a question. For people that just tuned in for the first time, tell them what the New World Order is first.
Okay, it's the international bankers, it's the Illuminati, the CFR, all the groups that are going to ultimately, with your own words,
the groups who now are on C-SPAN saying they're creating a North American Union, one world government. It's now admitted.
Correct. With, as you say, with the high-tech overlay, eventually to the point where if you don't play the game, you don't play the game. You won't be able to buy or sell or do banking. They'll want to chip you the whole nine yards and the Antichrist, and here comes the end of the world. Correct. So, but do you really think these guys,
okay, well, see, that's where I stop right there.
Well,
listen, I'm a Christian, but I'm a secular broadcaster. I'm covering the news. They thought it was the end of the world with Hitler and said don't fight him. They thought it was the end of the world, you know, in 1776 and told the founders don't fight. Number one, I have a duty to fight corruption. Number two, I wouldn't be here doing this if I didn't think we had a chance to save this country, keep us out of these global wars for empire, and at least scale back the corruption. History shows over and over again that tyranny gets worse and worse till people finally stand up against it, or until the government itself, the system, collapses. We're about to be talking about that in the next hour, as Rome did, as the Aztecs did in the Mesoamerica. As you know, all these cultures have, it's the same thing we're talking about right now. So I know, sir, I've seen right here in Texas where we've beaten, you know, bills to put transponders and all the inspection stickers to give us tickets as we drive down the road and track us, or we've beaten gun legislation against the Second Amendment, or we've beaten, you know, all this other legislation. I've seen us beat stuff at the federal level. We've also had a lot of defeats, but I have an attitude of, I love this country, I love my family, and I would call myself a real paleo-conservative, and I'm going to go down swinging even if we don't have a chance of winning.
I think,
and I mean, maybe the Antichrist is about to pop up like the Jack in the Box, and maybe all this is about to happen, but I'm still going to fight it.
Okay, I think that's wonderful that you do that, and everybody should do that. I agree with that. I'm right there with you for that. But if these people have the power they have, they're not. One is, you talk about the high-tech overlay. The Gestapo didn't have high-tech, that, and neither did the what other group, but George III of England. And these people are not just going to go, well, they're fighting, so we're going to give up the biggest economy in the world. Alex, mark it down, they're going to get the United States. Fight, that's good, pray, but I guarantee you they're going to get the United States.
Well, I'll tell you what Thomas Jefferson said, and I appreciate your call. And I gave you a lot of time, but the defeatist talk really gets me mad. And number one, you got to believe you can win a fight. I mean, if you go into a fight and you're not going forward and this is in business or a physical fight or anything, and if you don't have the momentum and you don't go into it 110%, I'll guarantee you you're going to lose if you're fighting a serious foe. But just this talk about how we can't do a damn thing and how they're too big and they're too tough and the corruption's too serious, the only thing that may sink us is that we ourselves have become decadent. We took the milk and honey, the incredible success of our forefathers and mothers, our forebearers, and we have squandered it, and we have become decadent. And that's the biggest thing we have working against us. Listen, 97% of Americans are against these no toll road, tracker chip toll roads. 99% are against the Supreme Court rulings about private property grabbing by private interest. You've got 90-plus percent are against total open borders. And the government is going, we don't care what you want. We're going to do what we want. But that's causing an even bigger awakening. So I agree that the establishment doesn't care what we say and is just going forward. But I'm telling you, there is a force, a sleeping giant, that is rising big time against that in every way. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Florida. George, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Yes, last night I got arrested at a sobriety checkpoint coming from work.
Do me a huge favor and turn the radio off.
Sorry, it's a TV. I was coming home from work, and the cop showed me a policy thing that all vehicles will be checked, and you're going to be subject to a field sobriety test, and I just flat out refused. I just said I don't have to by court case.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold. I want to hear what happened to you when we get back from break. Stay with us.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at Prison.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
But I'm not trying to be mean. We're just going to talk about it and go over because it is the number one film still. And I think it was an incredible film, shot in the high def, the casting, all of it. I don't normally spend this much time on a movie. But it gets into moral relativism, too, and the political correctness crowd that just – I mean, I can't stand Rosie O'Donnell because she's anti-gun. But she got on TV and just joked around. Everybody jokes around like everything's politically incorrect now. I mean, you believe me, I watch Asian TV sometimes. They make fun of people in the West. They make fun of themselves. Everybody should just get a little bit thicker skin. Oh, but we need to go after her now, and it's all over for her. But I like what she said. She said, okay, I'm sorry if it offends you, but I'm probably going to do it again. And, you know, just acting stupid. I mean, that's all it is. It isn't, it's her acting dumb because she's talking gibberish. It's not making fun of some other group. But this is how they want to control free speech. Newt Gingrich came out this weekend, another speech, and said we need to restrict free speech, shut down websites. The evil, people in America are taking over and fighting our wonderful New World Order. They have to because the alternative media is kicking their hind end. Let's go back to George in Florida. I got to move quicker because I want to go through a bunch of your calls. Let's go ahead and I had George here, but it doesn't show which line he's on. Oh, there he is. He's on toll-free, too. George, go ahead. Okay, so you're at this checkpoint. What happened?
Well, I gave him my license, let him run my license. I know I ain't got no warrants or anything like that, but when it came to searching the car, I basically said no.
Now, by checkpoint, they had a lot of cars pulled over. They were stopping one out of three, all of them, some of them. What was happening?
It was random. It was like a random thing, and I just said, no, you cannot search my car without a warrant. And they showed me a piece of paper and said, we got all the authority we need.
No, I know, because their policy says, no, the Fourth Amendment is still in force, and it's totally criminal what's happening. The state police were trying it in Texas a few years ago until they got sued, and then now they're trying to pass legislation to where they can violate the Fourth Amendment. They still can't. You can't just randomly pull cars over and demand to search them.
Well, there's a Florida statute passed back in 1855, which says any executive officer under a sworn affirmation violates someone's constitutional rights is considered a felony.
So what happened to you? Quickly, what happened to you? You're at the Nazi checkpoint, which that's what the Nazis did. Papers, please. What happened?
Well, one of the people that was retired right across the street where this checkpoint was a retired Texas Ranger. And the Ranger sits there and told him, I said, if you take him to jail, you're going to, I said, I'm going to be there as a witness.
Oh, good. So he knew it was bad.
Well, he said these cops are punks today. And basically, when it came down, the police chief apologized. And I just told him, I said, you ain't got no authority to override someone's fourth
amendment. But on the board it says you got arrested. You told the folks when you called in that you got arrested.
Yes. When I went down, I got booked and... like I said, it wasn't arraigned or anything. I was released.
Good. We should all say no, and I appreciate your call. I've had them get real mad. Well, why can't I search? Because I want my children growing up in a free country. Well, what do you have to hide? And I said, hey, you want somebody coming to search your house? What do you have to hide? And I always said it'd be, hey, let me search your house now. You know, first is, let me search your car. What do you have to hide? Well, now in Dallas and Phoenix and other areas, it's called knock and talk. Federal grants, the cops show up and go, we'd like to search your house. And you go, why? Is there just something happening in the neighborhood? No, it's just we'd like to do an inventory of your guns. They normally do it when the man's gone during the day, and then they find something illegal. I mean, folks, this is the end of this country. But the border's wide open, but we need to, you know, go do knock and talk all over the country. Let's go ahead and talk to Juan in California. You're on the air, Juan. Welcome.
How are you, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, I got a question for you. How is it possible with it? Actors like James Brolin start to know about the September 11th truth. How is it possible?
How is what possible?
You know, James Brolin told that September 11th was inside job. How did he get the information, actually?
Well, actor James Brolin and legendary director David Lynch have gone public saying they question the official story because it doesn't make sense and that it looks like a fraud to them. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Aurora, Colorado. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Randy Marshall. Hello, Alex Jones. How are you? Long time no here. How's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's going on?
Good news. I had dinner with a good friend last night at a restaurant in the Aurora area, and I showed him 30 minutes of Loose Change. He really liked it. Took it home, and we met after church today and had a long talk about it, he, his mother, and myself, and his eyebrows were raised. He had questions about the plane going into the Pentagon and so forth. And
well, I'll tell you, I was in L.A. working. That was one of the things, just as a consulting side issue, on getting Loose Change into theaters nationwide by the middle of next year, maybe even earlier. A final edition, some footage that I've shot is going to be in it, and those guys are doing just a fabulous job.
They are.
Of course, Dylan Avery, Jason Burmes, and Corey Rowe, good friends of mine, and it's just so exciting.
And that brought up a question. He didn't know anything about Building 7, he being my friend. And that made me think, what happened to Buildings 3, 4, 5, and 6? Were they damaged, or what happened to those?
Yes, they had Tower 1 and 2 fall on them and burn for days, and nothing collapsed because buildings don't collapse. Normal fires don't even weaken the steel, much less melt it. And that's why they've had hundreds of skyscraper fires, sometimes burning for days with 100-foot white-hot flames, and nothing collapses. Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane, but magically collapsed that day. And if you've been there, they've now rebuilt Building 7 in the same footprint of the old one. It's way down the street. It was really outside the compound itself. Let's go ahead and talk to Alicia in South Austin. Alicia, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I've got a problem lately with trying to buy over-the-counter cold medicines for my children.
Yeah, it's everything. Whole classes of drugs that were over-the-counter where you sign your name, your driver's license number, they check it, and this is preparing you for the national ID card. Now I've been in grocery store lines where they make 75-year-old women scan IDs. You notice they swipe them. To get cigarettes, to get alcohol, and what they're going to do is they have fake conservatives pushing a national sales tax as a fair tax. They're going to keep the income tax and rename it. Then they're going to have a national sales tax, but it's going to be graduated depending on your income. Some people under $15,000 a year, some say $17,000 will pay no sales tax, So there isn't fraud, i.e. people who are in a higher bracket getting somebody else to buy something to save sales tax at 23%. You'll have to swipe your card every time you buy something. That's why it's all been integrated into the Real ID Act, the National ID Card law they passed last year.
I've been wondering about this because they started out saying you have to do it for Sudafed because you can make meth out of it. But
and now it's everything, and now it's cigarettes, and now it's beer.
It's everything. I can't buy cough syrup, normal over-the-counter cough syrup with no ingredients that you can do anything interesting.
Well, see, and it starts before most states have passed laws now where they do this. But before that happened, it was a policy to have you do this. And about a year ago, I had a Diamond Shamrock, and now it's Valero, and I got to know the guy behind the counter, buying gas there, getting milk there. You know, I was in there every other day. He doesn't work there anymore. And there was this old lady in front of me. This is the story I'm telling, and she was probably 65, but I've seen in other stores where 75-year-old man, 75-year-old woman, and she was buying a six-pack of beer. And he said, I need your ID. And he swiped it. And I said, what did you just do? And he said, look, it's ridiculous. We've been told it's the new policy. We have to do this. It doesn't matter how old you are. It's 100%. See, first, it's if you're under 35, we card. or, you know, we card everyone. Now they do card everybody, and they swipe it. And this was already in back in the early 90s. Now it's just been standardized nationwide. Texas was the beta test. Remember in 93 we got thumb scanners to get driver's license, digital face scan photo they take. We've had a national ID card in Texas as a pilot state along with Florida and California since the early and mid-90s, and I made my first film, America Destroyed by Design, on that issue. And you see the film I made in 97. It's all come true. It's all happened because we had the federal documents, the executive orders. And to make a long story short, what they do is they have that strip on the back. And he said, step around the counter, because people, you know, filed out. And I talked to him about 5 minutes. He goes, step back and look at this. And I looked, and he said, let me see your card, your driver's license. He scanned it, and it showed my age, if I had warrants, everything. And he said, oh, yeah, this goes into some system. It was in the USA Today 3 years ago. What was the headline? Scoff laws nabbed by ordering pizzas. Just Google scoff laws ordering pizzas or police track pizza purchases. And in the article it says the big three national pizza places, and they didn't name them, but you can fill in the blank. They talked to the CEO of the company that integrates this, private corporation in Dallas. The feds paid for the money. It's basically an NSA hub, just like Total Information Awareness Network was ruled illegal 2 years ago. So now they just put it in a private company in Virginia. Every pizza, when you order it, it's incredible. From the big three, that's why they ask your address, where you're at, and instead of getting a pizza, you get a SWAT team. And it runs it. It runs your background through this computer in Dallas and then flags the police, the feds. Well, good, that'll catch the bad people. The point is, you know, that's what some will say. The point is, this is a total control grid. We'll be right back. Big guest in studio. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.